This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Caroline O with you here on the Evening Edition. And in this next segment, we're talking about the United Nations Convention Against Torture and Other Cruel, Inhuman or Degrading Treatment or Punishment. That's a mouthful, I know. And that's why it's called UNCAT for short. This international human treaty came into effect back in 1987. That's approximately three decades ago. And as of this year, 32 nations have yet to ratify the convention. And yes, Malaysia is one of them. But it looks like we will be ratifying this by the middle of next year, as announced by Abdel Wahab Hani. Now, he is a human rights advocate from Tunisia and is part of the Committee Against Torture. That's a body composed of 10 independent experts who monitor the implementation of the convention. Now, after meeting the Human Rights Commission of Malaysia, this was in July this year, Abdel says a reasonable time frame for the ratification would be between 6 and 18 months. When we caught up with Abdel during his visit to KL, we asked him what specific issues he had identified about Malaysia where torture was concerned.
Thank you for your invitation. This is my first time in Malaysia. It's a very nice country, and I come from Tunisia, a Muslim country also, and with Malaysia we have this common history. We fight together for our freedom, for our liberty. And I come here to Malaysia with the National Human Rights Institution of Malaysia in order to discuss with the civil society, with the state agencies also, about the opportunity for Malaysia to ratify, to join the Convention Against Torture, because this convention is adopted by the UN in order to prohibit torture, in order to respect and to implement the absolute prohibition of torture. And as you see, the prohibition of torture is part of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights on 1948, after the Second War, because torture is against dignity of our human being, of all human being. And we try to convince Malaysia to join the convention. And I am here also to understand the specific challenges faced by the Malaysian state and Malaysian civil society before to be part of the convention.
Abdel then explained some of the reasons why certain countries are reluctant to ratify this convention after having met with them.
Now there are some 30 states around the world waiting to ratify the convention. Some of them are small island facing specific challenges. I think the more important argument is that states are not ready. The state need perhaps to harmonize his his national law with the international standards. And in some cases, few cases, there are some religious or cultural aspects. And in some cases also, but it's not the case of Malaysia, there are some political obstacles, especially when we deal with the dictatorship regime or repressive regime, because torture are used also in this kind of situation. Now, in the framework of the Convention Against Torture Initiative, initiated by five states, by Denmark, Chile, Morocco, Indonesia, and Ghana. And these five states come from different regions of the world, from Islamic world, from Africa, from Western country, from Latin American country, from Asia. And the idea is to reach the universal ratification of our convention by 2024, 40 years after the adoption by the UN Security General Assembly of the convention.
And based on what Abdel said just now about cultural and religious reasons behind this reluctance, we asked him to help break down what this convention is really about.
We talk about torture, but we talk also about inhuman and degrading treatment. Even in democratic country, even in modern country, like United States, for example, you have torture practiced against prisoners, against people, for example, in Guantanamo, in Bagram, and especially in some security-related offenses or state security-related offenses. And we need to protect people against torture. We need also to protect people for their security, to protect the right of life, because right of life, right of freedom, the right of all human beings to be free of torture is universal rights for everybody. And now we are facing two kind of problems, some political problem related to security, fight against terrorism, and second aspect is cultural and religious. And we'll start with your question with religious and cultural. I come from Islamic culture, like our brother here in Malaysia, and Islam and other religions are against torture, because torture is against our dignity, and religion come to respect and to maintain and to protect human dignity for all human beings. And in the tradition, our traditional Islam, in our traditional judicial system, we are against torture in our whole history. But when we come the colonization in North Africa, for example, in other part of the Islamic world, the colonization come with this modern crime, which is torture, in order to torture people, in order to maintain the repressive colonial system, like in Algeria, for example, and in modern modern history, for example, in Arab world, torture come and arrive to our world with colonization. And now also torture comes with foreign occupation, like in Palestine, like in other kind also of foreign occupation. And I come to the second aspect of the question, the political aspect and the security-related offenses. And some argument of some states that we need to practice torture because we need to protect our people against these terrorist groups or these criminal groups. And if you look the history of humanity, torture doesn't help and cannot help to protect people against terrorism, for example.
So Malaysia has some challenges to overcome before attempting to ratify the convention. Corporal punishment, for example, is a common penalty under both criminal and Sharia laws. Now, in realizing the intricacies that come with this discussion, Abdel talked to us about the importance in addressing several groups to understand in what ways exactly Malaysia can participate in this.
We'll speak, we'll discuss, we'll listen also to everybody, to every stakeholders, especially the governmental agencies and also civil society from different side, from secular side, but from religious side also. And we try also to discuss, to listen to religious leaders, because they are part of the society and they have huge influence on the public opinion. And we need not just ratification by state, by government, but we need ratification by the whole society of this convention against torture in order to respect dignity of all human beings.
Now, the other main issue is that of custodial death, so something that has been in the spotlight for some time now. And many have been calling for more transparency in how the police force operates, and human rights groups are championing for justice to prevail for the families of those who died while in police custody. Now, is custodial death covered under this convention?
Yes, the condition of detention is covered by the convention, especially the overcrowding, and also death in penalty and ill treatment and degrading and inhuman treatment in prison situation. And we try to address this problem and also to understand the problem, because situation is different from country to country, from region inside the country to other region, and to help the state party to solve this problem in respect of the international standards.
Now, if Malaysia does sign up and join the club, so to speak, would there be sanctions against us or any other country who signed up if they fail to live up to the convention standards? Abdel says no.
if you sign that you are on the club of a country against torture, and it is very positive for states. Second, we are not here to sanction a state. Our committee is created by state party to monitor the convention. It means to give the best practices to states to understand and to listen to their challenges and to give them some ideas to modernize, to harmonize their national law with the international standards in order, for example, to establish legal safeguards for arrest, for example, for detention, in order to respect the international standards. We are not here to sanction states. We are here to help states to respect their international obligations.
We also asked Abdel if he had anything to say to the public in general about the importance of our leaders to ratify this convention against torture.
Our different culture, our different religion, our different legal system also are made by us, by human being, to respect the dignity of human being. Join the convention in order to best respect this dignity of all. Second, that torture is not helpful to get information. Torture is practiced to silence people. And we need to sign the Convention Against Torture in order to protect our freedom, in order to protect our democracy, in order to protect our dignity for all of us.
Our thanks to Abdel Wahab Hani, committee member of the United Nations Convention Against Torture and Other Cruel, Inhuman or Degrading Treatment or Punishment. Let's hope Malaysia does ratify it by the middle of next year. You can do your part by writing to your MP about your thoughts on the matter as well. Now, if you know someone who would like to know more about this Convention Against Torture, they can download the podcast from our BFM app, which they can get off the Apple App Store and also on Google Play. I'm Caroline O. This is the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.